Let's lift our hands one more time to God and say, Lord, help me right now. Let's get all the distractions out of the way for a moment. God, we love you. Lord, we thank you so much right now. We need you right now. We need you right now to take every distraction out of the way. The Word of God is getting ready to be presented. And so, God, we definitely want to keep our ear to the ground. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. All right. Today I'm going to be talking about lessons from the ice. And I fell just a few minutes ago coming out, and I slipped. My feet came out from under me. I fell completely. And then Brother Gavin said, don't worry, we didn't tell anybody. And then I walked in, and I've had 72 people ask me how I am. So I'm just going to go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. I fell, okay? I'm okay. Now, I need everybody here, and this is probably for the benefit of my back, okay? Everybody stretch high. All right, stretch low. If you were here Wednesday night, you know we're going to work out, so I've got to have you limber. Stretch wide. Okay, touch your toes. All right, okay. All right. I need my Sunday school teachers to come forward. I need all my Sunday school teachers to come forward. Where are you at? Where are you at? Come on, come on. All right. And I need each Sunday school teacher to go get two friends, two children, really quick. Go get two children. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Go get two children. Jesus, you're my superhero. Now, if you don't know the actions, just make something up. I'm not one of those that's really worried about it. I am worried that you move. I'll come get you. Okay, all right. Back it up. Back it up. I got to make myself plain here. I got to go Arkansas on you. Okay. Here's the deal. This is not a children's service. This is a family service. This is everybody. I know tonight's family night, but this is everybody, okay? There are no adults allowed in this service today. Okay? So I need you to pick an age. Okay? Need you to pick an age. 4 to 11. 4 to 11. Everybody pick an age. Adults, pick an age. Talk to me. Pick an age. Okay, on the count of 3. 1, tell me your age. 1, 2, 3. Okay, now, Pastor and this man right here, I don't know your name. You two are in charge of this section of these children. And I'm going to call you big kids. They're going to be little kids. You're big kids. And if they get quiet and boring, I'm coming after you guys. Okay? I need a wild maniac in this section. I need a wild maniac that's going to be in charge. Okay? All right. You two are in charge. You got to make sure that this group responds. Okay? All right. All right. You're in charge. You got to make this area move, okay? I'm coming after you, all right? All right. I need a wild maniac right here. Okay, right here. You guys are going to do this, okay? All right, I need everybody moving. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Hi. Wide. You guys ready? I need energy. Big clap like this. How you doing? Big clap. There you go. Big clap. Big kids, little kids, all kids. Big clap! Big clap! Come on now, action! Big smile! Do that superhero! Work that superhero! There you go! You're my super! There you go! Way to go, Hannah. Good job. What? What? I can't hear you. What? 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 Oh, you get up here. It's all right. Get up here. Get up here. Get up here. Big choir. Kids choir this morning. Get up here. Get up here. Big action, big action. Oh, there you go. Get up here. Get up here. Got the bell buckle. Got the kids' shirt starting going on. That's what I'm talking about. But you don't know, you just kind of move. Yeah. I've already got 25 minutes of cardio. Yeah. All you gotta do is say yeah. Don't worry. We'll take a heartbreak in a minute or so. It's okay. Big superhero. My best friend. All right, very good. You may be seated. Woo! So, you may be seated. Everybody take a deep breath. 911 is being called. Ambulances are on the way. Oxygen machines will be given to everyone 40 and over. Okay. Good job. Okay, kids, let's see here. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Starts with an A. 1, 2, 3. Active listening. 1, 2, 3. Okay, a little bit more energy. Active listening on 3. 1, 2, 3. Put your right hand in the air. Best effort on 3. 1, 2, 3. We are going to give active listening. We're going to listen to what the speaker has to say. We're going to listen to what God has to say. And then we're going to give best effort in everything we do today. And when we get to the altar call, we're going to give best effort and allow God to touch us and speak to us today. And then everybody see? 1, 2, 3. Careful communication. 1, 2, 3. Careful communication. We're going to be careful what we say to each other. We had a WWE preview match in the altar call, down here on Wednesday night. We're not going to do that this week. We're going to have careful communication with each other, and then we're going to communicate to Jesus Christ, and God is going to touch somebody. You know what I thought was cool is we had children that felt the touch of God on Wednesday night. We had teenagers that were sitting in there chair with tears running down their eyes on Wednesday night. I had adults tell me, I feel like I've been changed and I've had some things I've been struggling with that I'm going to nail to the cross. So it's not just for the little kids. The Bible says, except ye become like a little child, you can likewise not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Children only. Children only. And so we have to submit ourselves and become like a little child and say, God, I'm going to let you do anything you want to do in this service. There was a service 2 years ago by the General Sunday School Division, and that one service, a 3-year-old child received the gift of the Holy Ghost. 3 people believe it's possible that a 3-year-old can get the Holy Ghost, but it really did happen. A 3-year-old received the gift of the Holy Ghost in that service. In that same children's service, an 83-year-old grandmother received the gift of the Holy Ghost. From 3 to 83, God is going to bless you today if you'll open up your heart and allow that to happen. Are you with me? You believe God can do that? okay, now I need your help, and you're going to have to do a slow count for me, okay? And you got to help me on this one because I'm going to disappear. Are you guys ready? 30, 29.
Girls, I want to introduce you to my big, fat, furry dog friend, Barkamass. Say, hello, Barkamass.
Hello, Barkamass.
No, no, not that way. I meant you say hello to the boys and girls, Barkamass.
Oh, hello to the boys and girls, Barkamass.
No, not that way. Never mind. I want you to help me sing this song. Are you ready?
Sing it! Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, baby, you are dynamite.
See, Barkamass, what are you doing?
I'm flirting with that little girl right there. She's so cute.
Well, stop that. Now, come on, sing the song right.
Here it is. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and blue. Hello, baby, I love you. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Barkamass, that is not the way the song goes. Let me sing it for you the right way.
Okay, hit it.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Now, do you think you can do that?
I think I can do it.
Okay, I want you to do it, okay?
Okay, here goes. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, pink and green, she's the cutest chick I've seen. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
That's not the way. Barkerman,
what?
Never. Get out of here.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay, bye.
Amen. All right, so we're talking about today's lesson is we sang the song, Jesus, you're my big kids. Jesus, you're my big kids. Jesus, you're my big kids. Jesus, you're my all little kids as loud as you can. Jesus, you're my. So we have to see whether our hypothesis is correct. Is Jesus really a superhero? What are some things that a superhero has? On three, one, two, three, shout them out. I heard superpowers. What else? A cape. Okay, what else? Big kids, little kids, that's fine. Yes? Big kid. Yes? Spandex uniform. Okay. That big kid's not allowed to answer anymore. Love you, Brother Scott. Okay. Who's next? Yes.
Identity.
Yes. Strength. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Let's see. Let's just see if Jesus is or not. Let's look at Scripture to see whether or not Jesus is a superhero. This is what it says in Isaiah 45 and 5. So if you know there's this new Marvel movie and comic book that came out. I haven't watched it. I've read reviews about it since it's part of our culture. And it's all of the superheroes are competing against each other. Do you think that's how it works with Jesus?
No.
Is there this big heavenly cosmic competition between Jesus and the devil and all this? You think that's the way it works?
No.
Let's see whether or not that's true. I am the Lord. I mean, he comes out pretty strong, right? I feel this superhero voice coming on and the music in the background. Dun, 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 dun. I am the Lord. And there is none else. Does it sound like he's sharing the power?
No.
You think he's sharing the comic book?
No.
No. I am the Lord and there is none else. And then he just stops talking. No. He says it again in case we're thick-headed, and we are. There is no God beside me. In Moorhead translation, there is no superhero beside me. I girded thee. I made you, little people out here, little kids. I made you that thou hast not known me, that thou may know from when you wake up and when you go to bed, from Ohio to Michigan. I'm translating so you understand how serious this is. That there is none beside me. That's the third time he said that. Third time. He's making sure we're getting the principle. I am the Lord. Said it again. And there is none else. Wow. Who do you think he's trying to tell you is the number one superhero of the world? You think God is the number one superhero in the world? Yes, let me see your thumbs up. If you don't believe that, thumbs down. If you don't believe, yes, no. Yes, no. Maybe so. Okay? Is Jesus a superhero? Let me see. All right, let's check. There's four things, main things a superhero has. Number one, they have superhuman speed. All right, I need six adults that was not here on Wednesday night. Six adults that was not humiliated Wednesday night. I want to humiliate you tonight, today. Six, okay. If you were here, point them out and send them to me. I need six adults quickly. Hurry, 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 hurry. Go ahead, come on down, that's fine. Help me, Brother Gavin, send me some people. Send me some people, hurry. Hey, I'm not in a hurry. I mean, I was told I have 3 hours today, so I'm not in a hurry. I mean, I'm trying to go like 30 minutes, but it's up to you. Come on, hurry, 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 hurry. All right, I'm going to call you out now. Whether you were here or not, I'm calling you out. Go ahead and get on up there. I need you. Go ahead and come up here. All right. And you know what? I need Brother Cole. No. I need Brother Scott and Sister Joe. Where's she at? Get on up here. Okay. All right. Now, here's what you got to do. You got 15 cups in your stack, okay? Get up here. You're going to have to spread out, so somebody's got to get over here. We got to see how fast your hands are, okay? And you've got to build a pyramid, and then you got to take it down, all right? You got to build it up, and you got to take it down. I need you two over here because you're all going to compete against each other, okay? All right, get over here. I know she said something about hand-eye coordination. I still think she's going to beat you. I just feel it in my spirit. And then I'm going to have you come up here and help me. Yes, sir. You were here Wednesday night, but I didn't get you up here. What's your name? Brother Dan? Brother Harper? Okay, Brother Harper, I don't know how old you are, but I got a feeling you're older than me. And just a little bit. And I want to tell you, when I'm preaching or doing anything, I don't preach to everybody. I preach to one person in each section. And I looked over at Brother Harper, and can I tell you, this is who I don't preach to. I look for the one person that's smiling. I only preach to people that like me. That's it. All right? And if somebody else gets blessed, then good. But I'm only preaching to people that like me. And Brother Harper, I could tell, had his imaginary pom-poms, and he was cheering me on the entire service. I love elders in the church that support anything that's going on. Thank you for being here today, even though the focus is children this morning. I'm going to give you your stack. Okay, 15. You got to build a pyramid, and you got to take it down. You got 60 seconds. And children, you're my cheerleaders, okay? We got to see who the fastest is, all right? Because we got to see. Superheroes are quick. Superman just appears. Is Jesus quick? Is he fast? We got to see whether or not he's got superhuman speed. Okay, on your mark, get set, go. I believe the base is 5 cups. The base is 5 cups. Did we not replace that steel image with the movie? Okay, let's get it from Wednesday night and let's play that one. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. Oh! It came into a tie right here. Oh, good speed, good speed. Okay, go ahead and take it now. Everybody give them a great big hand clap. All right, all right. Very, very, very good. Here's what the Bible says. Let's go back to that scripture. There should be a scripture right after speed. Okay, the Bible says that the Word of God is quicker than a two-edged sword. Y'all may be seated. Thank you so much for your help. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. I mean, right when you have trouble, Jesus is there. We were driving down the road, and I was with my dad. I was about 8 years old, and bam! Boom! Bam! Ha! We had 4 flats, and that's only good in music. That's not good when you're in the car. And the car started going all over the place. Did my dad call the pastor? Well, he was the pastor. Did he call another pastor? Did my dad go on a 7-day fast? What did my dad do? He went, Jesus! And that car stopped right in its tracks, Brother Harry. My daughter, I had no idea. We went out to eat, and she had eggs. And she just shoveled an entire plate of eggs. And we got home, and her eyes swelled shut. And her throat began to close. And she started to turn blue. And my wife was like, call 911, but she's already blue. And I picked her up, Sister Harriet. I said, in the name of Jesus, touch my baby. She instantly started to throw up. I know that's gross, but within 5 minutes, she was playing and happy and everything was okay. We didn't have time for doctors, but in the name of Jesus, He is there no matter what is going on. Jesus Christ is there. Now, I don't want to confuse you today. I'm going to talk to kids, but I'm going to preach to the church too, all in one, okay? Jesus is there. Now, number two, let's see what happens on number two. Superhuman combat skills. Just leave it just like that on that one. I need all the kids to get a partner. All the little kids to get a partner. Hurry, 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 hurry. Get a partner. Rosemarie, where are you at? Oh, you're behind the stage. You're fine. Okay. Pastor, come help me. Yes, yes, this is going to be very strenuous. But I have a hurt back, so be careful with me.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Okay, so... Okay, everybody get a partner. Hurry, get a partner. Stand up. Now look, let's get up high where they can see us.
Yes,
one, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
No. Lawfully.
Oh, you've got 14-inch thumbs, bro. What is up with that?
I love this game.
Dude, I picked the wrong partner. Okay. That was just a trial, okay? Wow. Now, can I have a new part? I'm joking. Okay, here we go. Everybody, are you ready? Kids, are you ready? Teachers, if you can help me. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war. Dude, that's like the King Cobra coming down and getting you. Okay, Losers, sit down. Winners, go get another partner. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Winners, go get another partner. Brother Gavin, I'm just going to do this midstream. Do we have the next video ready to go? Okay. All right, right here. Not that one. Yeah, that one's in a minute. Yeah, in just a moment. Just a moment. Okay, here we go. One. You got your partner? This is a round robin, okay? Where it's a tournament. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war. Oh, you got me. Okay. Get another partner. Last round. Hurry, hurry. One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war. Go, 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 go. Okay, now I need everybody to stand. That's goofy. I get it. But there is a real battle going on. Does anybody believe that Jesus has battle skills? Is there a verse with this one? Will you throw the verse up? The Lord shall fight for you in the lunchroom, in your classroom, when you're being bullied, when mom and dad aren't making much sense, when life is going crazy. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Everybody go, shh. All right. Very, very good. Now, sometimes we got to fight. You don't want to put that coat back on yet because you got to fight. Okay? All right. Now, here's how this song goes. All right? I'm trying to think. Ooh. Everybody give me a ooh. Ah. Sock it to the devil now. You guys got that? Really nothing else matters, okay? Ooh, ah, sock it to the devil now. All right, here we go. Crank that music, let's go. And I need to see some activity. We're getting ready to get to the main lesson. We're going to get serious. We're going to get some stuffing and just hang on. Okay, here we go. That one you just did. Yeah, there you go. Nah, 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 okay? Here you go. If you love Jesus. Here we go. If you love Jesus.
If you love Jesus.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Na, 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 na.
Turn me up a little bit.
Sock it to the devil now. Okay. You'll get it. You're all right.
If you love Jesus.
If you love Jesus. Stomp
your feet.
If you love Jesus,
if you love Jesus,
bang your head.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Ooh-ah!
Sock it to the devil now.
Play your guitar. Play your guitar. Woo-hoo! Okay, here we go. Guys, ready? Y'all ready? Real loud. Y'all ready?
If you love Jesus,
if you love Jesus,
turn around.
Turn
around. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na, na,
if you love Jesus,
this is a good one.
Do all four.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na,
na,
na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na,
na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na, na. Okay, you may be seated. Some kid said, you better call 911 now. Lord Jesus, I pray you forgive me. for the sin I know I'm getting ready to commit in this next portion of this sermon. For I do know what I am getting ready to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Now, the super signal. Every single superhero has a super signal. And I need your help, little kids first, to tell me what the signals are on the screen. Let's go ahead and go with the first. I can't hear you. I mean, just instantly, you can tell. Okay, what's the next one? The Green Lantern. Little kids first, Brother Scott. She just saw him bowling last night. He was the biggest kid there. What's that one? Flash. Okay, what's this one right here? Superman, Father, forgive me. What's the next one? All right. What's the next one? Okay, this is for, not yet, this is for big kids only. Let me tell you, see if the big kids only know this. Drum roll, please, big kids. Oh, yeah. The hot light for Krispy Kreme. It's not really a superhero, but it should be, okay? I mean, it's hot, it's fast, it's strong, it's bold, and it'll keep you up for 3 nights. It's amazing. When I order a dozen, I'm not telling you how many are left the next hour. It's just none of your business. Okay, so every single superhero has a signal. Let's see what the signal of Jesus is. Put the verse on the screen, please. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We've got about 15 minutes of the service. I need your very best for the last 15 minutes. I need you to put your seatbelt on. Nobody can get up. I need your seatbelt on. Okay? And I need a slow 30 count. 30, 29. We need to black that screen as well. Go ahead and black that screen. Just put a black.
Faith.
Light wasn't shining, so we were lost. Hallelujah. All right, we're almost done. I need everybody's eyeballs. I need to see everybody's eyeballs. Now, we have to let our light so shine to the whole world. And if we're in class and we're constantly arguing with the teacher, are we letting our light shine? If we can find every onion and every meal but can't find the dirty clothes in our room, is that letting our light shine to our family? No? Okay. All right. So I've got adults pointing at each other. Thought I was preaching to the kids. Wives, quit pointing at your husband. Come on now. This isn't marital counseling. This is kids. We'll do that later. All right. So the last thing we're going to talk about is there any power in Jesus? Does anybody think Jesus is powerful? My God is so big and so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that He cannot do. All right, we could do that, but we're going to hasten here. So now we got to see, in order to demonstrate that, I want to tell some stories. Who can tell me your favorite Bible story that demonstrates the power of God? Big kids, little kids, your favorite Bible story. Yes. Of what? Of Hebrews, absolutely, chapter 11. And that's called the Hall of Faith. And in that chapter are some amazing, courageous Bible heroes. Can somebody tell me some of those Bible heroes from the Hall of Faith? Just shout something out. Somebody help me. Abraham. You think he was powerful in Jesus? Did Jesus show himself strong in Abraham? Absolutely. Gave his only son, Isaac, and then God provided what? Help. A sacrifice, a lamb. Okay, three more. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Somebody else, talk to me. Yes. Ecclesiastes, yeah, there's some good, powerful stuff in there. Somebody else, talk to me. Hurry, yes. Samson, yes. And even though he messed up, did God show himself at the end? And everybody died. Is that true? All the bad guys. Okay, one more. Hurry, hurry. What was yours? Gideon! What happened with Gideon? But they were mighty, so it don't matter if you're the only one in your lunchroom that loves Jesus, you can still love Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you my very favorite Bible story of all. And I'm going to tell you a story that's my very... I need focus. Everybody really quiet, please. I need you... No, there's nothing going on back there. I need you to look at me. I don't know why everybody's laughing. Please stop. No, there's not. We're focusing right now. I'm telling you a story. No. No. Shh. What? I don't see nothing. Oh my goodness. Scared me to death. Oh, who are you? I forgot to get a microphone. Can somebody get Matilda? That's totally my fault. Matilda, did you mean tomato?
No.
Tamale?
No.
Tornado?
No.
Oh, okay. One more time, real slow, so I can understand.
Matilda.
Matilda, okay. Well, Matilda, we're telling Bible stories about how Jesus showed himself really strong. That's going to, if you just get her a mic stand, that's going to take a little bit. That's totally my fault. I missed that one. What is your favorite Bible story, Matilda?
Deborah.
Why is Deborah your favorite?
Because she's brave.
She's brave. Okay, very good. Now, here's the thing, Matilda. I've got to tell a story, but would you like to help me with my story?
Oh, why, yes.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to say, okay? The name of this book, and just so you know, the name of this book is right in here in the library. I already looked at it, and you can check it out right after service, whatever your protocol is. But this is a great book. It's called In Jesus' Name. And Matilda, I would like for you to help me read this book, okay? And here's the way this is going to go. You are going to help me, and Matilda's going to help me. We're getting close to the altar call, so everybody stay with me. And I'm going to say, In
Jesus'
name. And you're going to shout Jesus' name. Matilda, you missed it. Okay, so let's practice. Matilda, can we practice?
Yes.
Okay. In
Jesus' name.
I'm not paying you if that's all you got, sister. I mean, if you want a happy meal for the rest of the month, which is 2 days or so, then you're going to have to give me a little bit more than that. In
Jesus' name.
Does that deserve a happy meal? In
Jesus' name.
Very good. Okay, now, together with Matilda, little kids, big kids, in
Jesus' name.
Okay, I'm going to tell this story. I'm probably going to sneak a preach a little bit as we go. I'm going to give the altar call. You're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and the refilling of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to go eat. Are you guys ready? Okay, here we go. In
Jesus' name.
In all we do and all we say, in
Jesus' name
is how we pray. In
Jesus' name
we start each day, in
Jesus' name.
As we get dressed for each new day, in
Jesus' name.
Matilda, let me just say you look beautiful and you are doing amazing. You have earned the French fries from your Happy Meal. Thank you. Okay. In
Jesus' name
is what we say. In
Jesus' name.
And thank God for these yummy treats. Do you thank God every time you pray?
Yes.
Okay. In
Jesus' name.
We do our best. In
Jesus' name
we worship and praise. Everybody praise the Lord right now. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we're getting ready to have an altar call, and the Spirit of the Lord is going to move in this room. I need all my adults to pray with me for a moment. God, we're going to pray in the Spirit right now. We're going to help some child understand the power of Jesus' name. My daughter was playing in gym, and they were playing hockey, and a little girl slipped, and she fell, and she got hit with one of the hockey sticks, and her leg was hurting, and she was crying hysterically, and the gym teacher didn't see what was going on, and so Rose went over, and just she said, "Daddy, I sat down right in the floor. I didn't care if I got in trouble. I put my hand on her hand. I said, 'Can I say Jesus' name with you?' And she said, 'It won't help.' She said, 'It'll help a little bit.' And Rose said, I said, 'In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.' She said, 'Say it with me. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.' She said, 'Daddy, it didn't fix her leg.' But she calmed down. She stopped crying. And they were able to get her some help. Because it don't matter what's going on. In Jesus' name, anxiety begins to flee. In Jesus' name, victory. We shall have the victory. In Sorry, Matilda, I get excited sometimes.
It's okay.
All right, okay. In
Jesus' name.
Our hands we raise. Can somebody raise your hands in victory? Shout unto the Lord with the shout of victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Way to praise Him, Matilda. Matilda's getting blessed right now. Thank you, Jesus. In
Jesus' name.
We love each other. In
Jesus' name.
We serve our brother. Good job, buddy. In all we do. What? Even in gym class? That don't make any sense. You're not supposed to pray in gym class. In all we do. In bowling? My daughter beat all of us in bowling last night. It was bad, literally. She beat all of us. First frame, she was the winner. Of the first game, she won everything. Split personality there with Matilda. Okay. In everything we do, when we're getting ready to take a test, when we're at home, when we're at youth, when we're with our friends, when we're listening to music, when we're listening to our games, when we're on an app, Jesus should be in charge of the app. He shouldn't be in charge of iTunes. He should be in charge of Instagram. He should be in charge of Twitter.
Amen.
He should be in charge of all your meetings. That was free, Pastor. It happens every once in a while. It comes out. Okay. In all we do and all we say in
Jesus' name
is how we pray. The reason we do this, we should explain. You see, the Bible says there is power in
Jesus' name.
I know you really care about this, but that word power comes from the Greek word which is dudamus, which literally means dynamite. And everybody go boom.
Boom.
Everybody say boom.
Boom.
When I say power, I want you to go boom.
Boom.
Okay, get your hands like this. I want you to go boom.
Boom.
When you get the Holy Ghost in a few minutes, or you get refilled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to have power to blow up your bad attitude. Power to bring unity to your family. Power
boom.
To stand up to that bully. Power
boom.
To live right. Power
boom.
To talk right. Power
boom.
To smile. Power
boom.
To come to church on Wednesday and on Sunday. Power
boom.
To read your Bible. Power
boom.
To pray and fast and love the Lord. Power
boom.
To do whatever He calls you. Power
boom.
To preach. Power
boom.
I've created a monster. To teach. Power
boom.
To see the lame walk. Power
boom.
To see the mute person talk. Has anybody ever... It's just moving all over the place. Okay. Has anybody ever seen the dead raised to life? I haven't, but I've heard those stories. And my dad told me stories of things happening that were absolutely amazing. And I was preaching in Fort Smith, Arkansas on a Sunday morning. And towards the end of my, I hadn't even got to the altar call. This man, about 6'6", big boy, stood up. I mean, he was bigger than Brother Scott. He was a big boy. And he stood up, and he came staggering down the middle aisle. And it was obvious he was drunk. His head was bald, and there was a spider web on his head, tattooed. And a spider tattooed on his back, and he looked mean. And when he started coming down,
oh, no.
I didn't know exactly. I didn't know if he was mad at me. I didn't know if he was after me. I didn't know what was going on. And the pastor was up on the platform, and he didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, he got down, and I'm looking as I'm just preaching, oh, Jesus touches Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm praying inside, and I see this man coming down, and I see the pastor coming right down. I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't know what's getting ready to happen. And Pastor Hurst walked down, and he said, in
Jesus' name.
And he laid his hands on that man's head. He didn't ask him what he needed. He didn't ask him what was going on. He said, in Jesus' name. And I've heard these stories. I'd never watched it happen before. He literally began speaking in tongues. I watched a drunk man
Hallelujah.
Become sober within seconds. There was
Hallelujah.
Not a hint of alcohol on his breath. He was standing straight. He was in his right mind, because in the name of Jesus, it can happen just like that. My brother Justin was 7 years old. He came to church with 104 fever. I'm going to meddle just for a second, Pastor and Bishop, sorry. But when we had 104 fever, we went to church. When we were sick, when we were kids, we went to church. When we were offended, we went to church.
Hallelujah.
When we were bitter, we went... Oh, hang on, Matilda. We went to church. When we were mad at somebody in the house, we went to church. When Mom and Dad weren't getting along, we went to church. Because Dad believed if you got in the church, in the house of the Lord, in the Spirit of the Lord, you could get healed, you could get happy, you could get your issues resolved, you could get your bitterness taken away, you could get a job, could be prayed into you. Things happen when you're in the house. Amen. In Jesus' name, we're water baptized. Justin came with 104 fever. He said, I want to be baptized. Dad said, wait till you feel better. He said, no, tonight. He went down with 104 fever. He came up speaking in tongues with no fever at all. Because in the name of Jesus, things shall happen, will happen in the name of Jesus. Everybody worship that mighty, powerful name. That is
Hallelujah.
Above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Jesus' name is like a
Hallelujah.
Strong tower. Hallelujah. That will protect us each and every hour. Amen. It is
Amen.
In Jesus' name we conquer and have the victory. For in
Jesus' name
we shall in
Jesus' name.
There should be bad guy has to flee. Amen. Oh, I couldn't see it. Okay. You see, Jesus is more powerful and His name is greater than all. So no matter what we do or say, in
Jesus' name
is how we pray. And with this, we end our book. And whatsoever ye do in
Hallelujah.
Word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Matilda, you were amazing. Everybody give Matilda a big hand clap. You may go down. Thank you, Matilda. If I could have all my adults come to the front, all my leaders that are going to pray, and if you'll line up right here in the altar. This is the altar call. I know Brother Harry preaches about 5 minutes each message. At camp, he preached 15, so he probably preaches a little longer in the local church. Maybe, I doubt he preaches that long. Thank you for being attentive. You guys were absolutely great. What's getting ready to happen is our adults are getting in place. I want my little kids first. You, in a moment, are going to come up to the leaders. If we can recruit a few more leaders, we're going to need, I know we got our Sunday school teachers, but our other leaders, some of our Holy Ghost-filled young people is okay. Let's go ahead and get some people. You three, y'all were praying in the... If you prayed in the prayer line Wednesday night, I need you up here praying. Thank you, thank you. And so you're going to come. You're going to get prayed for. Leaders, if they don't come, we're going to go get them. We're going to pray for everybody in the house. And I believe that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There was a video on ESPN of a four-year-old ping pong champion, 4 years old, and she was just whipping that thing. And if at 4 years old there can be a world ping pong champion, then at 4 years old we can have world-winning quizzers and world-winning prayer warriors and award-winning their souls and bringing friends. And at 4 years old, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you can receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. It can happen to you. There's a lot of junk out there. There's a lot of scary, crazy stuff. But even at your age, you can read the Word of God. My wife and I, every morning, we read our devotionals. And my daughter, Rose, woke us up one morning, and she was in her room, and we had the Jesus Calling, and that's the one we use. And so she wanted one just like her mama. And she woke us up on a Sunday morning. She said, "I'm up, and I've already done my devotional." You can be 7 years old and already do your devotional. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you will stay in the Word of God, there is power to overcome anything. And you shall receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. It will burn through your mind. It'll burn through your heart. It'll burn through the junk. It'll burn through your attitude. It'll burn through the meanness and the bullies and everything, because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the Holy Ghost. Children, would you come? Children, would you come? Right now, would you come? Adults, will you stand and raise your hands and pray with me right now? Will you pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now? Children, go find an adult right now. In the name of Jesus, there is power. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall. Come on down. It's safe. It is safe. I want everybody to have somebody. Come down here. Hallelujah. Right down here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I need all of my leaders. I need your help. I can't do this on my own. I need you to battle in the Spirit right now. If you can speak in tongues, I want you to speak. I want you to pray. I want you to intercede. I want you to pray. We can't do this by ourselves. God's going to manifest Himself. I have watched the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall in a service like this. It's okay. I know it's for kids, but God, it's going to be for you in Jesus' name. Oh, speak full. Now what I need is I need some adults to come in and squeeze in and pray. I need some more adults to come in. We're going to sandwich them with prayer. Come on in. I need some Holy Ghost-filled people to come in and squeeze them in. Pray for our kids. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Come on down. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, teenagers, I want you to pray back through. Get a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord is all over you. A refueling of the Holy Ghost right now. It's all right. We're going to take a few minutes. We're just going to push. We're going to break through right now. We're going to push through. We're just going to push through. Come pray for your grandkids. Come pray for your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. This altar time is for everybody in the house. Anybody can be touched right now. This is for everybody right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see adults that are praying. God's touching right now in Jesus' name. We are hungry. I've had some people grab me already, some big kids, some adults, asking me to pray for health and sickness. Would everybody raise your hand right now? If you have a need of healing in your body, you can be healed right now. Let's pray for healing in the house. Dear Lord, by your stripes we are healed. I pray that you will bring healing in this house, God, that you will heal, God, the body. You will heal diabetes, that you will heal our body, that you will heal what is ailing us, that you will bring victory. You will bring life and life abundantly in this house, in Jesus' name. Oh, I pray for healing in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's big kids that are receiving a promise from God right now. I need all of our big kids, all of our little kids. Lay your hand on somebody next to you right now. This isn't about kids' church. This is about the body of Christ right now. Lay your hands on somebody right now. And let's pray for victory in the Holy Ghost. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for salvation for your grandkids, for your children, and their children's children. Let's pray right now. Would you pray with me? In Jesus' name, I pray the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I see tears in the house. Tears are saved. That's the power of God cleansing your body. That's the anointing that's washing you clean. It's okay to cry in the kids' service. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. Oh, every chain be broken. Every power be snapped in Jesus' name. We need the victory of the Holy Ghost, the authority of the Holy Ghost.